On Friday, the Kimmel Center will be the venue for the world premiere of a monumental symphonic gospel work. Several amassed choirs will bring to life an evening-length piece by Hannibal Lokumbe, the enigmatic musician and composer. The new piece is titled Can You Hear God Crying?, the composer's tribute to his great-great-grandfather, who was born in Saharan Africa, kidnapped in Liberia, sold into slavery in Charleston, South Carolina, but escaped and made his way as a free man to Texas, where Lokumbe was born and still lives. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports that the music this story inspired is anything but simple.
The rehearsal at Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church ended with the singers holding hands in prayer. But up until then, it was a battle, with time, with musical comprehension, and with the overall gulf between the notes on the page and the sounds coming out of the choristers' mouths. It's a big-boned, big-hearted, deadly serious piece by composer Hannibal Lokumbe. Is it any wonder that the premiere of the piece has been delayed twice over the past year? The composer is resigned to the music being on its own time schedule.
It had to germinate, the whole piece, every aspect of it, every facet of it, just needed time.
He isn't big on concrete explanations. Throughout the evening's three-hour-plus rehearsal, Lokumbe and choir director Donald Thompson acted as polar opposites. The composer gave the group the spirit and the philosophy of the piece.
He was 18 years old when they snatched him. So he had memories of his grandmother, of his father.
But, reminded choir master Thompson, it all still rests on hitting that E-flat and G right on pitch. The vocal nucleus is the Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church Choir, but any number of others have joined in, including this recent transplant to Philadelphia, a young Temple University graduate student named Kathy Keefe, who discovered the project while Googling for local choruses. Culturally, the piece is a bit far afield for her, but not that far.
I mean, I try to get into it as much as I can and feel the music in the way that I can express it that's, you know, appropriate.
Carry on.
Something about this choir, the sound, the feeling, the power of it. You hear those passages when they really got it? With that sonority, that depth? Oh, baby.
While the singers are still getting their arms around the piece, so is the composer. During the car ride back to Center City from the rehearsal, Lokumbe admitted that, like many composers, he didn't entirely understand what he had wrought.
There are so many components to this piece. There are so many working parts to this piece that I'm still becoming aware of. There are so many parts to it.
Though Kimmel Center regulars are most likely to know Hannibal Lokumbe as a composer, he first came to Philadelphia in the mid-1970s as a jazz trumpeter. But that world wasn't large enough for him.
Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
I wanted to make a shift from playing in clubs, different parts of the country, and not really sharing more of myself as a human being. I really wanted to give people more of my life other than just through the music.
Moving towards humanitarian work and composing symphonic pieces seemed to happen in tandem and for similar reasons. Composing and teaching music where it's most needed in schools and prisons came from a community-mindedness that inevitably prompted him to write large-scale, evening-length works that require, well, community-sized forces. One of the first was the 1990 African Portraits, written in a mere 3 weeks and recorded by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra under Daniel Barenboim. Since then, he has written a number of large-scale works, mostly around social themes, such as Dear Mrs. Parks, whose text is a letter to Rosa Parks, the mother of the civil rights movement who refused to surrender a bus seat reserved for whites.
Dear Mrs. Parks, I can hear the sun singing in praise of you.
Can You Hear God Crying? Has dominated his life for the past 7 years, starting with a vision that he had while in New Orleans a few months before Hurricane Katrina.
That's when the Creator first gave it to me. I was lying on my sofa in New Orleans and start to see these flashes of lights that would go off. And so eventually the light lingered long enough for me to see, in fact, what was happening. And it was my grandfather and his people being taken through the doorway.
That doorway was that of a slave ship. But Kumbi believes that it's important to keep talking about that. It's basic to the African-American identity, and only by confronting that past can the community move on. At a key point in the genesis of Can You Hear God Crying, Lukumbe had a chance meeting with his longtime friend, Philadelphia philanthropist Carol Haas Carvano.
Carol asked me, she said, Hannibal, what are you working on now? I said, well, I'm working on this piece about my grandfather. We sat down for an hour and talked about it. So she said, I think it's important. Why don't you let me commission it? That's how I work.
The first people to hear the piece, though, won't be the Kimmel Center audience on Friday. While writing it, he was also working with prison inmates around the country, often forming orchestras behind bars. Many parts of Can You Hear God Crying were tried out by them. He calls these groups the Music Liberation Orchestra, and now uses the same name for the professional forces that play his works, even though there are no inmates among them. But some of these inmates, obviously ones who have been released, will be in the audience on Friday. Thus, Can You Hear God Crying doesn't exist for purely aesthetic reasons. Musical content and social function are inextricably intertwined. That's why an important part of this music is something that isn't written down, coming as it does from a slave culture when music couldn't be written down. Often in the classical world, the musicians are messengers of the piece, experiencing it personally, but with a detachment that allows them to deliver the message with accuracy. In Lukumbe's symphonic gospel, the performers are a bit like lightning rods. If they aren't struck by the music, the audience won't be. No wonder rehearsals included prayer.
The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. In association with Art Sanctuary, the Kimmel Center presents the world premiere performance of Hannibal Lukumbe's Can You Hear God Crying at Verizon Hall on Friday. Performers include the jazz quintet Hannibal Lukumbe and the Music Liberation Orchestra, the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, led by its music director Dirk Brosse, and the Celebration Choir, led by J. Donald Dumpson, comprised of the Enon Tabernacle Mass Choir, the Germantown Concert Chorus, the Clayton White Singers, Arch Street Presbyterian Church Choir, and the Sounds of Joy Music Ministry.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.